Let's talk about a story that's going a little under the radar. Okay, MAGA cancel culture is back at it in full force. And I think it's so fascinating looking at this story in the lens of the actions that Donald Trump took today on Truth Social, posting arguably one of the most disgusting things we've ever seen him post about Robert Mueller. Okay, for MAGA and Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump can say whatever he wants. He can literally say he's glad that people die on a public stage. The president of the United States can build such a hateful culture. But when this story here is about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, getting kicked out of a restaurant because she's a hateful individual, MAGA is going to lose their minds and get all angry and, everyone go attack this restaurant and be angry at the restaurant for doing what they do as a private business. It's crazy. Okay. And I think the contrast, we're just going to hop right into it. We got to talk about this. Before we do, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Walker channel. So if you enjoy this type of content, there's a link right down below to my YouTube channel. It would mean a lot if you check it out. Maybe hit subscribe, check out the most recent video. It really does help me out. And while you're at it, make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Walker channel, getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. You guys are the best. The best. I can't say it enough. Thank you so much for the support lately. Hit like, share the video out. Helps us in the algorithm. I appreciate each and every one of you so much. So let's start here. Donald Trump was actually asked about this. Sarah Huckabee Sanders being kicked out of this restaurant. So let's listen to this and then I'll give you more details. Take a listen.
They should have acted a lot faster. Did you see that your former press secretary, Sarah Sanders, was asked to leave a restaurant by staff who felt threatened by her politics?
Well, her politics are right down the center. She's a good person, and that shouldn't have happened.
Where did that take place? Here or in Arkansas?
In Arkansas.
Wow.
In Arkansas. That's very surprising.
I love Arkansas. I won that state by so much. I think that Sarah's going to be just fine. But it's too bad. She's a good woman, Sarah.
First of all, I think it's so funny. Anytime Donald Trump hears about a story, it immediately becomes about himself. Did you hear Sarah Huckabee Sanders got kicked out of a restaurant? Oh, did that happen here or in Arkansas? In Arkansas. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. I won Arkansas by a lot. It's like, Jesus Christ. But no, I mean, the tides are flipping. Obviously, we've seen a lot of the polling. We've seen some of the special elections. People are sick and tired of this MAGA nonsense, to Donald Trump's surprise. Wow, how could that happen in Arkansas? Now, really quickly, this is the restaurant right here in Arkansas. If you want to actually show it some love, because they're standing up for what they believe in. And this is how the story originally broke. It was broke by The Daily Wire, unfortunately. Them whining, complaining, crying, being the snowflakes they are, that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was kicked out. So let's read a little bit about this. It's the red hen all over again. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas and former White House press secretary, says she was having lunch with two friends in Little Rock when the owner kicked them out. Her presence at the restaurant, the owner told the governor, made the employees feel, quote, threatened and uncomfortable because of her political views. As she left, she was given the middle finger. Oh no, oh, so scary. This is the second time Sanders has found herself in this exact situation. Back in 2018, when she was the press secretary, it made national news when a small Virginia restaurant called The Red Hen told her she and her family had to leave because she worked for Donald Trump. The incident won the owner of the restaurant profiles from liberal media like The Washington Post, which hailed the owner for taking a stand. Well, I mean, yeah, isn't that what America is all about? Like, these private businesses aren't required. You can kick people out for any reason at all. You're not required to serve them as long as it's not on the base of race, religion, gender, etc. For Sanders, it was more surprising to have it happen in her home state of Arkansas. She told The Daily Wire on Tuesday night that the only people to talk to her during her just over an hour meal came over to her to thank her for the work she was doing in the state. By the time they were booted, they had already eaten and paid. When her security detail was informed that they were being asked to leave, she decided that they'd leave without making a scene. But then the group started shouting, quote, it's time to leave, and giving her the middle finger in front of other guests. Sanders, who's up for re-election, is widely popular. Sanders, who's up for re-election this year, is popular in Arkansas. She was elected in 2022. In a statement, she said that the restaurant doesn't meet the standard for Arkansas, that the individuals of Arkansas are known for their warm hospitality, and that restaurant certainly didn't meet that standard. Wow. Okay. So after that story broke, the employees of this restaurant actually posted this Facebook photo here. I'll scroll down. Good morning, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. No amount of evil you send our way can ever take our smiles away. I'm proud AF to work here. I'm proud AF to be gay, and I'm proud AF to be an Arkansan. An Ark Okay, I just want to say this video has been cut multiple times because for some reason I cannot say the people of Arkansas. I'm proud to be an The people of Arkansas. My voice matters. Try again. I actually believe that this post is very inspirational. I love it. I love it. And I think this is what America's about, taking a stand. You don't have to, just because someone's the governor of a state, you don't have to serve them. I wonder why people would be so upset. Of course, the Daily Wire is going to cry and moan and, oh, we're so sad and we're so hurt. But could there possibly be a reason that she's not welcome in this restaurant? First of all, today, Donald Trump posted this on True Social. Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. So let's just start there. On a very basic level, someone who's a very pro-Trump individual, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, like, is supporting those statements from Donald Trump. She is very supportive of this administration, what they do, the gross hatefulness that comes from this administration, the unjustified war in Iran, our economy falling apart, Donald Trump's incompetence, like, she is a direct reflection of all of that. So yeah, first of all, I want to point out, of course, people are going to be upset. I hate how they always frame this as, oh, you know, liberals or, you know, people are just upset for no reason. And they're being, you know, why can't she just eat in a restaurant? It's like, they're not upset for no reason, actually. This administration is the worst in American history. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. Take a listen to this.
I couldn't possibly understand why the Democrats are fighting against the SAVE Act while they're fighting against opening up and funding DHS. These are two of the most basic fundamental responsibilities of government, and they're failing. I hope the American people are paying attention to who is causing the long lines at the airport, who is causing DHS not to be in full operation. Their entire mission is to protect our country, to keep us safe, to respond to natural disasters. We're moving into tornado season here in Arkansas, and we need to make sure that they're operational and functional. The fact that they're fighting against that and fighting against keeping our elections fair, safe, and secure is so absurd. I hope people are paying attention and vote them out in November.
Yeah, that's just BS. That's complete BS. Okay, number one, they won't fund DHS. Yeah, because ICE is running around our communities, throwing people into vans. They're not wearing body cameras. They're in masks. They're, you know, driving unmarked cars. They're blatantly violating court orders over and over and over again. They're deporting people without due process. They're arresting legal citizens and holding them for long periods of time. They're detaining non-citizens who obviously still have due process rights and not affording them those due process rights. And so, you say, oh, they don't want to fund DHS. No, Democrats are saying we have to do something about this. You have to concede with us on this. Make some changes here with how ICE is operating and we'll fund DHS. They have a giant mandate. They have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. If they want to fund DHS, they have to be willing to come to the table and negotiate with Democrats. It's called compromise. It's how our democracy works. And frankly, all the polling would suggest that Americans overwhelmingly disapprove of the actions that ICE is taking, even amongst Republicans who believe via Fox News polls that they're going too far and Donald Trump isn't focused on the right issues. He's focused more on, you know, war in Iran, or in this instance, loading people up into vans with no due process, than he is on things like the economy. So that's bullshit. And the SAVE Act is also bullshit. Oh, we need to secure our elections. From what? There's no evidence of fraud. It doesn't exist. Not a single person can bring even a shred of evidence to me. The whole point of the SAVE Act is to make it harder to vote and give more control to Donald Trump over the election process. That's it. It's like, oh, I'm upset that we won't fix a problem that doesn't exist. It's a waste of time and it's effing garbage. No wonder people don't like you. Oh, again, I wonder why we're kicking Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of this restaurant. Trump friend asked ICE to detain the mother of his child. A former modeling agent and longtime Trump ally was in a custody battle over his son. An ICE official agreed to help. Again, the most corrupt government ever. And if you're Donald Trump's friend, you stay out of legal trouble. You know, you can get a pardon. And if you pay enough money, you can be openly corrupt and make money off the government. And in this instance, you can win a custody battle by going to the president and saying, I need some help with ICE. Last June, the man credited with introducing President Trump to his wife asked the administration for a favor. A former modeling agent turned presidential special envoy, Pablo Zampalli, which we have talked about before, had learned that his Brazilian ex-girlfriend was in a Miami jail, arrested on charges of fraud at her workplace. They had been in a custody battle over their teenage son. Now he saw an opportunity. He reached out to a top official at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, explaining that his ex was in the country illegally, according to records obtained by the New York Times. Could she be put in ICE detention? That could help get his son back. The official, David Ventrilla, I believe, promptly called the agency's Miami office to ensure that ICE agents would pick up the woman from the jail before she was released on bail. I couldn't possibly imagine why Sarah Huckabee Sanders is kicked out of this restaurant. I couldn't possibly imagine. Afghan who fought for U.S. forces dies in ICE custody as Trump on track for grim record. I can't possibly imagine why Democrats wouldn't want to fund ICE. The most blatantly corrupt, hateful, incompetent administration in modern American history. And Americans need actual help with things. Americans are getting their constitutional rights violated, some of which served our country and died because of the actions of this administration. Meanwhile, the Daily Wire is more obsessed with, you know, crying that Sarah Huckabee Sanders got kicked out of a restaurant. I think she'll be okay. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. Filling in for Adam Ockler here, I do a daily video now for the Adam Ockler channel. I used to fill in from time to time. Now I'm lucky enough to do a daily video. So if you did enjoy it, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel down below. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler channel, and I will see you in the next video.